is Beckman Drive, Kingsport, Pennsylvania, 15132. This evening, I'd like to just share with the folks in the room the status of the city investigation on trash. I have a...
Mr. Malcheck, yeah? I'm sorry. You say the city's investigation on trash?
Yes. Yes.
I don't believe you authorized the investigation.
I think it's the, all of, the contract is with the city and the Kingsport that the trash contractor has. Is that correct?
If that's the way you wrote it up, that's fine.
Fine, okay. You want me to insert the word not city?
I would say that this is investigation.
Okay, fine, this is investigation.
Mr. Red Malcheck.
Okay, investigation from Mr. Pat Satterthwaite, you're fine. Following is the status of an investigation into the unexplained trash removal increase of 19% or about $170,000 each year for the last few years. An investigation was initiated by CSI of Monaco, PA on May 5th and concluded on September the 1st ahead of schedule and at a cost of approximately $6,000, repeat, $6,000 for the controller. Both persons were interviewed who were believed familiar with the matter. An additional four persons were identified later in the investigation but were not interviewed due to budget and time constraints. The results of these interviews alleged that the trash not originated in our city, repeat, not originated in our city, was improperly charged to the city account. There is ample information to presume that there may have been a premeditated scheme to alter and falsely weight and falsify weight slips at the disposal sites and thereby financially harm the city. This scheme is believed to encompass at least one other municipality's trash account in a parallel manner. It is beyond the scope of this investigation to contact anyone in the other municipalities. These municipalities could either be the sources of external trash or harmed financially by the falsification of disposal waivers. CSI investigators informed the controller at the outset of this investigation that it is common for an investigation focused on one matter to uncover other equally troubling matters. They stated that their investigation procedure is to follow where the information takes us. In this particular case, there was a spinoff to this investigation that revealed that a city entity reported some 21 unfinished financial transactions. These year 2000 transactions are estimated to entail about over $7,500. Prior years were not within the scope of this preliminary inquiry. These 2010 transactions are considered incomplete according to accepted accounting practice. In addition, the CSI investigation revealed another city entity that should be scrutinized and relates to the procurement of the vehicle supplies. The city administrator is completely aware.
Thank you very much, Mr. Malcheck.
The city administrator is completely aware. You let the other gentleman speak more than 3 minutes.
Because we were speaking with him and had a lot more time.
You're speaking with me right now.
Well, the 3 minutes is up at this point.
Mr. Chairman, I'm kind of curious what he's saying.
Mr. Malcheck, do you have any names in there?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
You think I'm going to give you the names? If you were to let me finish my presentation, you'll understand
Mr.
that it's
Mr. just said to finish.
Mr. Malcheck, go ahead. I'm just working.
Throw me out, Mr. Sedina.
Mr. Malcheck, I am not throwing you out, and I never threw you. When you were, the minutes showed, read the minutes. Okay, seven times you were warned today. You left, and you suggested twice to be thrown out before you were. Okay, all I'm doing is I'm looking out for the city, and I don't want to see some kind of allegation come out on your part, and all of a sudden we have a lawsuit against the city. Okay, and I'm not even go as far, okay, as questioning this investigation. All right, and we can question, you know, this and that. And, I mean, was it a thorough investigation?
You should be recusing yourself because you got a $750 donation from the person we're looking for.
Because he came to the golf line?
He donated money to your campaign.
It's on you're my estate. Mr. Malcheck, let me take this a step further, Mr. Malcheck, okay? Let me take this a step further. You just conducted an investigation and one you had no authority to do. That's number one. Number two, if you didn't do it as a controller, you obviously didn't do it as a citizen. Number two. Number three, that tells me you did it as one reason, as a mayoral candidate. And if you did it as a mayoral candidate, Mr. Malcheck, let's be very clear here. I don't know how many times I've called the city hall, and I heard you were in there working with our employees and tying up our employees on their work time for your investigation. OK? Okay, if you are in the city hall and you're getting this, and you're getting this information from this employee, and this information from that employee, and you're in there on city hall, we have people all across the state of Pennsylvania right now being indicted for things like that. That's called using your employees, okay, to help your campaign. That's the only reason I can, wait a minute, that's the only reason I can hear you. I'm not gonna, I'm just saying, you're sitting here doing on a mayoral campaign, and this is your, you're gonna start digging and digging. Why don't we worry about bigger things? Okay, why don't we look out, I'm not overlooking this. I'm just saying as a mayoral campaign. What's that? Oh, not the trash, I'm not dealing with that. All of a sudden it went off into this, it went off into that. And my problem is you're kind of our city employees. Are you gonna reimburse our city employees? Are you gonna reimburse the city for the thousands of dollars that you use of manpower to get this information on an unauthorized investigation?
Are we gonna be reimbursed $340,000 that we lost on the trash collection?
Well, wait a minute, well, that's to be determined. That's a whole nother issue though, Mr. Sabina. Because furthermore, let me ask you this, Mr. Malinchak, let me ask you one question. This was an investigation where all parties mentioned were questioned, correct? I'm just curious. I mean, all these people were questioned. A thorough investigation and not a witch hunt would be more like an investigation where, I mean, I've seen investigations where once your name's up, you're questioned, this and that. Mr. Nikolic stood before us here and welcomed everyone up. So I'm assuming he was questioned, interviewed, and all that, correct? Is he part of that investigation? I'm asking a question.
I'm not answering your question.
Why'd you let him just finish the report?
He chose not to finish it.
You're offering again a defense for what's going on.
I'm not offering a defense.
I don't know how valid this is.
Mr. Sagina, I am tired of old school politics.
Oh, okay? You are?
Yes,
then
I'm tired
of
this.
Then why are you conducting that?
I am not. My problem is I am not going to see this city thrown a cotton, cast a negative light upon it, and a black eye for someone's own political agenda.
Maybe it's not a black eye. Why don't you let it go through?
It's always casting doubt. I sat here for three months short of eight years, and in 7 years and 3/4 years, whatever, I have yet to hear Mr. Malinchak one time say something positive about this city. Not one time in seven and a half years.
What's that have to do with this report? I'm not trying to defend this guy. But I, as a councilman, would like to hear the end of what he's talking about.
I agree. That's fine. He could go up there and do it.
I haven't said anything about it, and I'm not going to.
Not enough. I mean, this
But
this
let's
is,
hear the rest of it.
My only concern is the city of McKeesport, and that is the only concern I have.
Well, I think
and then he's
going to
make allegations. Let's be clear to people in the audience who may not be sure. Okay? When this statement was made about a political contribution, that is... People get political contributions all over. He came to a golf outing. It's on my statement. Everything is legal as can be. That does not mean a conflict of interest. Let's make that very clear. For some people to think that's a conflict of interest, it does not. If that was the case, think of all the laws that are passed throughout this state each and every day. Take education, since that's the hot topic of tonight. That would mean, if it was a conflict of interest, that every single time PSEA or NEA or whoever endorsed a candidate, that they would not be allowed to vote on a bill. That is not the case. I just want to be very clear because that's what we want to do is cast doubt. How did they know he contributed that money? Because he was on my campaign finance report like it was supposed to be, legally as all can be.
Okay, fine. Well, I think it's good. I think if
we're going to do this report, all we want to deal with is trash. I don't want to go off into some other tangent.
That's the other thing.
I mean, Darryl, what you did, he said, well, it does spin off. Well, I don't want to care about the spin off. I just want to know about the trash off. That's what you wanted to deal with? Well, that's what we deal with. We're not going to deal with it anymore.
Well, we were talking about the trash before.
You're going to have to deal with it sooner or later.
Nicholas picks up everything.
He picks
up refrigerators, stoves, and everything.
Did you hear what he said, Loretta?
What did he say, Mr. Sabanich?
He said there's other communities we're dumping. In the charge of the McKeesport.
Well, I understand that. You have to police that.
Well, my problem is, even if there was an increase in time, an increase in expenses, keep in mind, when the bids went up, give or take a few dollars, Mr. Nikolic, I believe, was $1.5 million lower than the bid of the company we had at that time. The second lowest bid at that time was $1 million more than what Nicholas bid. So being that, even if his went over bid a couple hundred thousand dollars, he still saved us a tremendous amount of money. That's nor here nor there. I mean, we want to sit here and investigate this or investigate that. There's a lot of things that could be looked into. There's a lot of things, Mr. Malinchak. I have a foreman here okay, about an application that you yourself put out there. You tried to acquire property. Is that true or not?
Absolutely.
You tried to acquire property. Now, let's be, make this very clear. After you sat in meetings with our former mayor, Mr. Pittman, and various gas drilling companies, and the discussions were made about bringing these companies in onto a piece of property known as the Pelkins property to generate a new source of revenue for the city.
Absolutely false. My application, my application was 1 year ahead of the city's.
Mike, I say that we either...
Maybe I should be investigating.
Let Mr. Malachek finish his report.
Go ahead, he has no problem.
Can you finish that so we can move on, or no?
Mr. Director is not comfortable with it.
Go ahead, you go do what you want. I wanted to make sure, listen, see, once again, you want to cast doubt, Mr. Malachek. I have one concern. I have one concern that you bring up a name in there, and all of a sudden we have yet another lawsuit against the city. If you're not mentioning names, feel free to go ahead and talk about your investigation. Finish it. I have no problem with that. That was my concern as the city.
I'll finish it from this seat of the table. The city administrator is completely aware of these two spinoffs and has been vigilant in conducting an internal review in response to written requests from the controller. After the city administrator provides the results of his internal reviews, the controller will then proceed to solicit the interest of applicable law enforcement agencies to determine if any of these matters and some of the unidentified matters comply with governing laws.
Mr. Malachek, if something comes up, it's valid. I feel the same way. Let the record show. Send it on to the DBA, whoever needs to go. I couldn't agree more. Just make sure it's a thorough investigation and everyone's question and whatnot. Can you move right ahead? Just make that very clear. It's not from here.
Dennis, did you have a copy of that?
I do not.
You were the one doing the internal review, correct?
All right, thank you, Mr. Malachek. Let's move on. I believe that's all we have.